Senator Berger moves to amend the bill.
Senator Berger is recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, if you have your dashboard, hopefully it's up on the dashboard, but basically the amendment would amend the Section 2 of the bill. The six-month cooling off period would be amended to say this act is effective when it becomes law. Section 2 expires 30 days following the adjournment of the 2017 General Assembly for more than 30 days jointly as provided under Section 20 of Article 2 of the Constitution.
Do we have any discussion or debate on the amendment? Senator Blue, for what purpose are your eyes?
Well, Senator Berger, you have a question.
Senator Berger, do you yield?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Berger, as I peruse this quickly, what it basically means is when we adjourn for the end of the 2017 long session, 30 days thereafter, this the Section 2 would expire. Is that a fair interpretation of that?
Yes.
Any further discussion or debate? Hearing none. Question for the Senate is the adoption. Senator McKissick, for what purpose do you rise?
See if I could ask Senator Berger a question.
Senator Berger, do you yield?
Yes.
Senator Berger, for purposes of clarity, we would be eliminating the six-month moratorium in its entirety, and we would be replacing it with a provision that would essentially allow. What exactly would expire in 30 days?
So the idea is that the cooling off period, which would, under the bill unamended, would expire 180 days after the adoption of the bill, the bill's enacted into law. What this does is it changes that provision so that the cooling off period will extend until the General Assembly adjourns the 2017 long session. And we are adjourned for a period of 30 days.
Okay. Follow-up, Mr. President.
Senator Berger, do you yield for follow-up?
Sure.
So rather than having a defined cooling-off period that automatically expires in 6 months, the cooling-off period would be extended to whenever the long session actually adjourns sine die. Or at least adjourns for at least a 30-day period.
So a number of members came to me and indicated that they felt that our opportunity to resolve on a longer-term basis some of these issues may not be something that we can get done within the 180-day period. I think we can. But as long as we are in session, we would continue to have the opportunity to work towards that resolution.
Final follow-up, Mr.
Senator
President.
Berger, do you yield?
Yes.
So within that interim period, would communities, when I say communities, cities or towns, have the power or authority to enact any type of anti-discrimination ordinances whatsoever? I mean, it's my understanding that that would not be the case.
So, Senator McKissick, every ordinance enacted by a local government that had been enacted as of the time Charlotte enacted its ordinance would be in there and available. And it is my understanding that a number of local governments have enacted non-discrimination, other types of ordinances. Those ordinances are not impacted whatsoever. The only thing that we're doing is getting a cooling off period. Quite frankly, Senator McKissick, I think a lot of the conversation that we had in here earlier today just points out the need for a cooling off period on this issue.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I speak a second time on the bill?
Senator McKissick,
it's on the amendment.
We're speaking on the amendment, so you have the floor, Senator.
Yeah. I first understand the purpose of the amendment. We are eliminating the defined 6 months. It now would run concurrent with whenever we adjourn and don't come back for at least 30 days. Unfortunately, it doesn't address concerns which I have about putting us back at the status quo today. And I'm not sure what the public perception will be outside of North Carolina. in terms of whether we're open for business. I don't know if that's going to return the $600 million plus in investment that we've lost or economic opportunities. So I do have reservations about it because we're not put back where we started. And I think that's really what we need to do, is to get back to where we started. But I do appreciate Senator Berger trying to work to give us some time. I think the problem is we can still work. We can still try to accomplish long-term what we need to do if we just do a total repeal today that becomes effective today, so that everybody's back on that level playing field once again, not there being a moratorium on anti-discrimination ordinances as part of that, because that's what HB2 was about. HB2 put a moratorium on anti-discrimination ordinances and many other provisions, and that effective provision would be continued, essentially, with this amendment and with the bill the way it is in its current form. But I do feel that we need to all work on it, and I hope we can work on it together and constructively.
Do you have any further discussion or debate on the amendment? Senator Jackson, for what purpose do you rise?
Speak to the amendment.
Senator Jackson, you have the floor to speak to the amendment.
I'm sorry. This was not the deal. The deal was Charlotte repeals Foley, and we repeal HB2 Foley. The first offer y'all had was to have a cooling off period go for 6 months. Now it's an indefinite period of time. If you had said to Charlotte, hey, Charlotte, here's the deal, you repeal your ordinance, and then we will wait until we are done with our next session, whenever that may be, until you can pass a new ordinance, the answer would have been respectfully, no, thank you. But Charlotte was told over and over again, Charlotte, if you take the first step, you will be met halfway. Charlotte finally did that, and now they're getting shoved one more time. Out of respect for my city, I'm going to oppose this.
Senator Brown, for what purpose you ask?
Speak to the amendment real quick.
Senator Brown, you have the floor. Speak to the amendment.
Senator Jackson, I understand what you're saying, but with Charlotte's track record, there's nothing that would prevent Charlotte a week from now going in and proposing the exact same ordinance that they just got rid of. This cooling off period just gives us time again to work on the bill, trying to find some solutions and work through it, and prevents Charlotte or any other town from just doing the exact same thing a week from now. And I don't think anybody in here can believe that that's a good thing, to put us right back where we were a week from now. So, I think the cooling off period makes good sense. It allows us to have some time to work on it.
Senator Newton, for what purpose do you rise?
Speak to the amendment.
Senator Newton, you have the floor to speak to the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator Berger, for your efforts to try to find a way forward to deal with these difficult issues. I especially appreciate your efforts in the past up to current time to work hard to protect our families and women and children from the risks that might be posed from these lunatic ordinances that the lunatic left of the city of Charlotte and places want to enact. Senator Jackson has made it very clear what their intentions are. And yes, I did use the words lunatic left. I hope that's printed in the News and Observer tomorrow. I invite Senator Berger to continue to work with the members of the caucus and members across the aisle to find a way forward for these difficult passages and to make sure that North Carolina does not continue to be maligned and defamed by the hateful crowd from California and elsewhere. Yes, the hateful crowd from California and elsewhere. And I invite him to continue to do that, and though I will not be here to work with him on that, I would be happy to have further conversations with him and others to find a way forward, to find what's best for North Carolina. But I have no faith in the city of Charlotte. I have no faith that anybody on the other side at this point, I don't mean the members in this body, I mean outside of this body. I want to be clear, Senator Blue. I do not mean the members of this body. I have no faith in those outside of this body to act honorably and in good faith and find a way forward. I do believe that this body possesses many who are able to do that. But this is not the answer. And I cannot support this amendment. And I urge my colleagues to vote against it.
Any further discussion or debate on the amendment? Senator Waddell, for what purpose do you rise?
To speak to the amendment.
Senator Waddell, you have the floor to speak to the amendment.
And my comments regards the additional cooling off period that's listed here. And if we refer to what Charlotte issued today, the Charlotte City Council took additional steps to ensure the repeal of HB 2 would not be jeopardized in any way when they voted to fully repeal the ordinance adopted February the 22nd. The City Council acted in good faith to do everything that it understood was necessary to facilitate this repeal of HB 2. And so when we say we don't trust Charlotte, we must trust. This speaks truth. Thank you.
Senator Brock, for what purpose do you rise?
Speak to the amendment.
Senator Brock, you have the floor to speak to the amendment.
We were told just a few days ago that the City of Charlotte fully repealed, and President Reagan used to say, trust but verify. And I said, have we verified from the ordinance that they said they passed, did they fully repeal it? Not till this morning, driving in, leaving our families, our jobs, did we find out, nope, Charlotte didn't do it. It was a technicality. A technicality? There's no way this was a technicality. No way that this was a technicality at all. To sit there and try to play games like this for so long, this is the worst political stunt that I've ever seen. And I always wondered why, how could you possibly beat Dan Clodfelter, who was the mayor? I worked with Dan up here, different philosophy, but he was great to work with, smart guy. It was a political stunt. And honestly, I think what's happening now is that some poll came back and showed that Senator Ford would win that race, or almost anybody else, because it's putting everybody in Charlotte and the state in jeopardy. I mean, I'm sick and tired of this, of what's going on. It's a political stunt done by the now mayor of Charlotte, who keeps bringing us up here. And like Lucy yanking away the football, we're going to do it again. I will not yield.
I'm not asking you.
But I'm thinking about with the amendment. I'll get to the amendment of what time.
Point of order, Mr. President.
Senator Smith Ingram.
His comments are not germane to the amendment on the floor.
Senator, keep your comments to the amendment, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I went to school with Jermaine. I'll tell you how Jermaine works in this. We're looking at the time of this, the date of when we'll leave. When this will come to an end or a conclusion. They'll just wait it out and wait until this time ends, and then we'll be back here again trying to discuss the same old thing over and over and over. Senator Berger is working very hard and bending over backwards to try to work with a group that will not work, and they're not doing a good job. And I appreciate his leadership on this, of trying to work through this difficult issue it is for the state. But as Senator Newton said, it's just really tough to support this amendment, given to what we have to work with and the track record with the City of Charlotte.
Do you have any further discussion or debate on Amendment 3? Hearing none. Question for the Senate is the adoption of Amendment 3. All in favor, vote aye. Opposed, vote no. 5 seconds will be allowed for the voting, and the clerk will record the vote. Rucho. 29 having voted in the affirmative and 19 in the negative, the amendment is adopted. The bill as amended is back before the body, and Senator Berger is recognized.
Mr. President, another 10-minute recess. Republicans will caucus during the recess.
Senate will stand in recess until 6:30. Gallery will come to order. No outbursts in the gallery, please. Senate stands in recess.